It's not an unusual situation. A gun owner dies or becomes disabled, and his or her guns are at home and possibly in a gun safe. Someone finds out the guns are there and are available. There's a break-in, and more guns enter the illegal market. That's why New York State is putting money into a program paying local police and deputy sheriffs to work with relatives and funeral directors to prevent that. Acting DA Michael Flaherty told a recent audience to help.
One thing you can do is if you know somebody in my family who owns guns, or your neighbor or somebody that you have contact with, if something happens to that neighbor or something is going to happen to those relatives, do what you can to make sure those guns don't fall into the wrong hands. Maybe it means calling the police. Maybe it means calling relatives.
Sheriff Tim Howard has two deputies working on the program full-time under that state grant, and there are Buffalo officers working with families and funeral directors to keep the guns safe and transfer it to new legal owners. The sheriff calls those who don't do anything irresponsible gun owners. Mike DeUsmond, WBFO News.